What will Wolf watch?
As Ron Wolfley sits high above State Farm Stadium with the Battle of Birds, Falcons, and Cardinals, what are you looking
at? Well, I cannot help it, Basinonians, right now. Gather on the transistor and press here. How will Vance Joseph defend Matt Ryan and 11 personnel? Of course, 11 personnel, one back, one tight end, three wide receivers. The Atlanta Falcons run this personnel group 70% of the time. It is by far and away their number one personnel group, Basinonians, and they're going to use that almost exclusively, I would say, come Sunday, unless I miss my mark. So, having said that, how will Vance Joseph defend Matt Ryan in 11 personnel? Will they play man? Say yes.
Okay.
Will they play zone? Yes.
Yeah.
Will they play a combination of man and zone? Yes.
Yeah.
But to what degree do they become predictable, Basinonians? You can't overload these young guys in the back end. You can't overload these rookies. They'll make mental errors. They'll make mistakes. You want them to be able to play fast. But stop and think about what I just said. Playing fast typically means simple. And simple is not what you want Matt Ryan to think of when he sees your coverage.
Yeah.
I'm sure you see the problem. That's number one. Number two, how will the Atlanta Falcons try to move the ball? Will they try to stay balanced? Will they try to actually stay balanced to help protect Matt Ryan? Will they do that? Will they go out and use more 12 personnel? They only use 12 personnel 14% of the time. One back, two tight ends, 14% of the time. Will they come out and actually use a fullback and try to stay balanced so that the power of play action is still in effect for the Atlanta Falcons when they throw the ball and run down situations 70% of the time? I don't know if they're going to do that, Basinonians. Will they try to stay balanced? Or look at the fact that the Cardinals are starting three rookies in the secondary and say, forget about that. We're going to throw the ball.
I'm taking the latter.
You're going to take the latter. I think I tend to agree. And I nail the post. Finally, can the Cardinals possess the ball and score touchdowns in the red zone? You knew that was coming, right? You knew that was coming. When we're going to watch the Arizona Cardinals offense, and we're going to watch them go up and down the field from 20 to 20, we all know none of it matters. None of it matters until they get into the red zone. Will they be able to score touchdowns? 75% of the time would be really, really nice. Wouldn't that be great? Three out of four times they're in the red zone, they score touchdowns. That will allow the Cardinals to be in this game, unfortunately. I don't think even 75% will allow them to win the game. But I think 75% in the red zone will allow them to be in the game. That's how much of a shootout I expect at State Farm Stadium, or otherwise known as the OK Corral. The rushing attack is going to be highlighted and emphasized in the red zone with Kyler Murray, of course, and Chase Edmonds, and hopefully David Johnson is going to play. But that is the key, my brothers. Those three things, that's what I'm looking for coming up on Sunday.